Masechet Shevi'it, introduction. When it comes to Shevi'it, Shevi'it means the seventh year, the Shemitah year, the cancellation year. It's the year that the Torah commands that one does not work his field. He has to leave his field unharvested. He has to allow others to come take from his produce, eat and enjoy his produce. A person is not allowed to work his field, and a person has to forego all of the loans that he gave out. If he gave money to people, he has to now let that money go. When it comes to all of those agricultural laws that we mentioned, a person can't work his field, has to leave it unharvested, and he has to allow others to come eat from it. That applies only in Eretz Yisrael. But when it comes to the loans, if a person made a loan, that loan is forgiven even outside of the land of Israel. The word Shevi'it means the seventh. This all applies during the seventh year. Shemitah means cancellation or release, referring to those loans. Everything is released. All of the land is released as well. It's all property of Hashem. When it comes to working the field, there are four types of work that a person is not allowed to do. The first two are sowing and pruning. Sowing means a person's planting. Pruning is cutting off dried branches so that the tree grows better. That's one and two. And number two, three and four, reaping and picking. Reaping and picking. The first two, sowing and pruning, are not allowed in an absolute way. In no circumstances is a person allowed to plant or allowed to prune. When it comes to the last two, when it comes to reaping and picking, we know that a person is allowed to eat from his own food. If a person wants to bring food out from his field and eat it within his own home, that's permissible. So those aren't prohibited in an absolute way. If they're for eating purposes, they're allowed. If it's for other purposes, these other two activities of reaping and picking are not allowed. Even if a person wants to eat it, he wants to pick food and put it into his storage, that is not allowed to be done, only for immediate use. Other types of activity of the field, like watering and clearing, are also prohibited. They are asur on a derabanan level, on a rabbinical level. But if a person is only doing it to protect his field against harm, so just that it maintains its growth, not to improve it, it becomes allowed. If it's just for protection, it becomes allowed. The time of Shemitah on a deoraita level starts on Rosh Hashanah of the seventh year. But even on a deoraita level, there's something called Tosefet Shemitah, Tosefet Shevi'it, that 30 days before Rosh Hashanah, one is not allowed to plow. On a drabanan level, they take that time and they say it's not only going to be 30 days, but we're going to extend it, that it's any time that the plowing doesn't help the crops of the sixth year. And it becomes a halakha question. Either it's Pesach for certain types of agricultural products, or it is Shavuot for others. The Pasuk says, V'hashevi'it tishmetena untashta. And on the seventh year, you should leave it untended and unharvested, talking about one's field, that a person has to make sure that people have access to his field. He can't put a gate with a lock on it. If he does that, he violates a commandment, he violates a Torah command. But once he leaves it open, once he leaves his field open for all, he's allowed to go take produce for himself as well, like any other people are allowed. And like we mentioned, a person's only allowed to take what he needs in the short term. But if it's something that he wants to put into storage, that becomes a problem. That becomes asur. The pasuk tells us, "V'hayeta shabbat ha'aretz lachem le'ochla." The uncultivated produce of the land shall be yours to eat. We learn two things from here. Number one, that Shemitah produce only is allowed to be used for eating, for personal eating. It cannot be wasted, and a person can't use it as a business activity. He can't sell it at a lower price and use it in the marketplace. Number two, we learn that from the word le'ochla. We learn from the word lachem, for you, that Shemitah produce can also be used for any other type of human benefit that resembles eating. For example, when a person eats, the food is being destroyed at the same time that it gives benefit. He's eating the food, now the food is destroyed. So if a person in a similar activity wants to take olive oil, and he wants to burn it for the benefit of himself, The oil at the same time is being consumed while it provides light. Therefore, it is permitted. Shemitah produce also can be used for animal food if it is a type of food that animals eat. Hachamim also prohibited something called sefahin. Sefahin is something called aftergrowth, that if a person had a whole field of a certain type of produce and that certain seeds fell from one season to the next, or they were left over in the ground and they never took root, and they only took root in that seventh year. So a person didn't actually seed the ground during that seventh year, but he did it a year prior, and they only started to come out now. They only started to harvest during the seventh year, and they grew on their own. That became prohibited. Hachamim said, sefihin, aftergrowth is not allowed. Hachamim were nervous that people would plant crops during the Shemitah year in a prohibited way, and they would claim, it's sefihin, we didn't do anything. These seeds are from the sixth year. They're aftergrowth from the sixth year's crops. And therefore, we didn't do anything. So Hachamim were nervous that people would claim that they didn't do anything when they really did. So therefore, they prohibited all forms of sefihin. But when it came to trees usually don't grow in one year. So a tree doesn't produce fruit in the year that it was planted. Therefore, a tree, if it comes from sefihin in some way, it's allowed. It wouldn't have been something that gave forth fruits in the year that it was planted. So if a person has a tree that's yielding fruit, it didn't come from the year that it was planted, so therefore there's no nervousness that somebody planted it during the Shemitah year. There's also something called bi'ur. Bi'ur is when a person has to give up ownership and remove the shevi'it, remove the produce that he has in his house. He has to remove it during this time. What happens? Pasuk says, for your animals and for the beast of the field, your produce shall be eaten. So we mention here too. We mention number one, the domestic animals, and then the beasts, which are the wild animals, which teaches us that a person is allowed to feed Shemitah to his domestic animals, the ones that are within his home, only if there's produce available in the fields for the wild animals. But once it runs out in the fields, a person is not allowed to feed the animals within his home from that produce. So what does he have to do? He has to remove it from his house. When a person removes it from his house, a person now has to run a whole process, perform a whole ordeal called bi'ur, where he gives up all ownership of that produce, puts it outside of his property, and anyone can take it. Once he went through that process, a person's obviously allowed to go take and eat from that produce, even though he just made it ownerless for himself, he's allowed to go back and eat from it. If a person didn't do bi'ur, at that time, all of the produce becomes prohibited to him forever. And there's the last item when it comes to Shemitah, which is the cancellation of loans. A person, once the Shemitah year hits, a person has to give up claim to the money that is owed to him, and he's not allowed to go pressure the person who borrowed it from him for the money. The Torah prohibited a person from holding back, giving money to an ani, to a poor person, close to the time of Shemitah, because he was nervous that he's not going to get paid back. Hachamim put a lot of pressure on people to say, we're going to continue to give money, we're going to rely on HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we're going to rely on Hashem, in order to make sure that we get the money back, and they wanted people to continue to lend to the needy. But Hachamim also saw at a certain point that people were holding back, and they wanted to make sure that loans were going to be able to be collected even during the Shemitah year, but without violating the Shemitah laws, God forbid. So they created something called a Peros Bol, which we'll talk about within the Masechet. And as we said earlier, the halachot in terms of cancellation of loans apply not only in Eretz Yisrael, but all over the world.